First, folks, it's time for the Achievement Award. It's the kind of the sweetest part of every show we do. It's you know how it works. You send us stories of people in their hometowns who are doing something extraordinary for their communities, and we give them a little recognition and encouragement on the air. It's extremely simple, but it's one of the most inspiring things that happens in our world. So thank you for all the mail, and please keep it coming. And here we go. The award is made possible by a grant from the Whole Foods Market. And here comes Helen Forster to tell you about this week's winner.
Thanks, Nick. This week's story was sent to us by listener Ron Bostwick, formerly of Boston and now living in Boulder, Colorado, who hears E-Town on KBCO. He wrote us by regular mail, actually, saying, quote, "There's somebody I recently read about who's a perfect candidate to feature on your show. His name is Keith Taylor of Nashville, Tennessee, and he's walking the walk of the kind of people we need more of. Like a cyber Robin Hood, he's been helping people who are down on their luck, but he's not robbing the rich, he's giving away his own money through his website." Ron finishes his letter, by the way, by saying, "Keith is no rich guy, but still he decided to step up and make a difference. In my definition, a hero is someone who's unselfishly giving of themselves to others, especially strangers. By showing us how something so simple can have such a positive effect on so many others, Keith Taylor, in my opinion, has become a hero." And that's from listener Ron Bostwick. Well, that's a very cool story. And Nick, Keith was actually able to join us in person this week. He's waiting right now to tell us more about all this. So please give a warm E-Town welcome to this week's winner from Nashville, Tennessee, Keith Taylor.
How are you, Keith?
I'm great. How are you doing?
Good. I'm glad you could make the trip out here from Nashville. So tell us how this thing got started. What inspired you to do this thing that you do?
Well, more or less, all my life, I'm a professor. I spent a lot of time in graduate school. You're poor in graduate school, very poor. And a lot of people helped me. All of my life, times when $100, $200 was going to make the difference between my having a place to live or not having a place to live.
Yeah.
And I'd always wanted to do something in the philanthropic vein, but I really didn't have $20 million to start with that. And I remembered all these things that people had done for me with so little money. I thought, well, I can do this. So that's how I started this project.
Yeah. So you're a professor, and graduate students are poor. A lot of professors are poor, too. So you're a philanthropist and a professor.
It's a strange combination.
It is a strange combination. But it's so cool. So what do? You take a percentage of your income and you sort of allocate it for...
Right. I take a percentage of what I make and allocate it to this website.
Do you mind if I ask you the details about how much you make and how much you set aside?
It's about $34.9 a year, and I put aside it started with $350 a month. It's up to $5 because I mostly quit smoking.
Wow. So you make about $35,000 a year, and you're putting away $500 a month.
That's right.
$6,000 a year. And so you have a way to distribute those funds that you set aside to people who get in touch with you.
Exactly. I was trying to think what I could do to put this money out there. I decided I would start a website. And this is actually, if you knew me, it would be even more funny, because I know nothing about websites, nothing about HTML, any of those things. So I relied on some software, made a really simple site, and just said, if you need help with these types of things, let me know, and I'll do what I can. And that's how this all started.
The site is called Modest Needs.
Modest Needs, modestneeds.org.
.org. And so people get in touch with you through the website.
Right.
And they tell you about their life situation that's challenging?
Exactly. That's exactly what happens.
Are there some stories that you respond to more vigorously than others?
Not really. There are some that I don't respond to at all. There have been some pretty funny things to come through that website. But...
Like what? Come on. No, never mind. You don't have to go.
No,
I can imagine.
Really, you can't.